You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
With that squeaking in Riggin's microphone, we've almost got that fixed because the can of WD-40 is out. A few days ago, Rob brought it out, but nobody's put it on the microphone stand yet, and it still goes when he moves it.
I keep getting ads for new mic stands that aren't metal ones.
Yeah.
But they're way expensive.
Really, wooden?
Plastic. I wish. And that would look cool.
People come in here, we got wooden microphone stands.
That's how they used to do it.
Podcast from the 1800s definitely used to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the microphone stands look like upside down crutches. Riggins, can you tell even on Extra Extra Funny any of the stuff that the Puff Daddy is accused of that you couldn't say on the radio?
Yeah, well, the big takeaway was that they seized guns and ammo and all that stuff, but they also seized 1,000 bottles of lube.
1,000 bottles of lube.
Oh, my God.
So try to picture that. I mean, we're talking pallets
of
lube. What a...
Can you never have enough?
Yeah, lube, yeah, massage oil.
That can't just be for using it for the purpose we think. That's got to be slathering yourself in it.
Or, yeah. You know. It's like when police find weed on you and they determine based on the amount you have, is this for personal use or is this for distribution? Mm-hmm. And that line can be a little blurred depending on what you have in your car. But there's no way. You got 1,000 bottles of lube for personal use.
Then did they find like in other houses and stuff of his? Are they going through all of that stuff?
Yeah, they raided the house in Miami, L.A., and New York, and this is some of what they came up with. And they say he was hosting these things called freak-offs, where he would bring women over and along with other celebrities and high-profile people and ply the women with drugs and alcohol, allegedly, and these powerful celebrities and big wigs would come in and do what have their way with them.
Mm-hmm. Like a Jeffrey Epstein situation.
Certainly sounds that way. And they've even pointed out a woman that they say is very similar to Ghislaine Maxwell, mm-hmm. saying she was the one sort of facilitating a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some similarities.
And I mean, this guy's in his 50s.
And he's 55 years old.
Clown. He's got everything he could ever want, and he's having to do shit like this to keep himself entertained and keep his ego pumped up.
Yeah, they said he even provided IV drips for the women and for himself after these marathon sex parties that the attendees were getting IV fluid, you know, fluids,
mm-hmm.
To help keep them going and stuff. I mean, it's just disturbing, man.
Now, do you think any of this stuff that's being uncovered, once it's actually released in full detail to the media and the public, will you think it'll prove the rumors and all that he's bisexual and gay or whatever?
I think, yeah, I do. Because those rumors have been out there for a long time that he's willing to hook up with.
Yeah, he'll run it in anybody. I think is the official term for
it. That's what they said in
the legal documents. He's accused of being ready to run it in anybody.
Yeah.
Didn't they say that? didn't he say that he'd watch these things going on and take care of himself while he's watching?
So yeah, he secretly recorded a lot of them. Had archives of footage. Secretly recorded some of it. Others they knew they were participants in it, but yeah.
But why? Why would he need to do all that?
If it's true, he's a pervert. He's a dangerous pervert.
With all the money in the world, you let a pervert get rich, they're going to do some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
We should never let perverts get rich.
No, you shouldn't. Like these lottery winners and stuff, they should make sure they're not pervs before they give them the money.
Yeah. Hey.
Because
you a pervert?
A rich pervert is dangerous to the community.
I think so.
It presents a clear and present danger to the community.
I agree.
Yeah. And then Cat Williams was trending yesterday because he's the one that really started talking openly about it on podcasts in various places. He said 2024, these guys are getting brought down. I don't care if you're Diddy. I mean, name checked him just like that. That was a couple months ago. Or, you know, he called out T.D. Jakes, the pastor. He said, there's no black, white. There's no rich, no poor. There is God's side and everyone else. That's the battle we're fighting in 2024. It's kind of profound, yeah. You know, seeing all this stuff play out.
So how did he know?
I think.
Was he approached by the authorities to see if he had any information? Was he, you know, not that he was tied to any of it, but that he may be a person that has knowledge of things. And so they approached him for, you know, kind of like an informant. Or a consultant on the case?
I don't think so.
Or did he just know it's coming down because I know what all's going on?
I think it's what we're going to learn is that it was an open secret, like a lot of these things are, that everybody knew and decided not to do anything. Same thing with Harvey Weinstein. They all knew what kind of guy he was and didn't do anything. I think they're going to find out because he threw these parties for important celebrities and other important people that everybody knew that something weird was going on.
Nefarious.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to learn. And when they start naming names, and they will, you know, who attended these parties, who was there, you know, flying with them, you know, we're going to find out some crazy stuff.
See, in the regular show this morning, you were talking about what mystery are you dying to know about? I really want to know the Epstein.
Yeah, that's a crazy
situation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know exactly what happened and all that.
Sure. We're learning, like, these conspiracy theories aren't really conspiracies anymore. I mean, they're just.
Yeah, what's that crazy guy's name? That crazy meaning he acts crazy. And that was Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, yeah. They're turning the frogs gay.
Friggin' frogs. Are there people now saying that he was right on a lot of things?
I've seen.
Because he was on Tucker Carlson's show the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm becoming less and less of a Tucker person. You know, I don't like his laugh. It's crazy.
Is
no,
that he, his it laugh? Just,
huh?
Is that his laugh?
Yeah, it's kind of high pitched.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But when he stood over there in Mother Russia bragging on him, that ripped it with me. F you, Tucker Carlson.
You and your Zins.
Get over there and shop at them Russian grocery stores every day if you want to. Over there bragging about Russia and that communist bullshit. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Alex Jones. I know he says some crazy stuff. But.
Yeah, but it's almost like not knowing enough about Alex Jones that if you've got to be careful in public because if you say something that may seem like it's positive about him that you could go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they've demonized him so much.
Oh, yeah. They dropped the hammer on his ass.
Yeah. You can't say anything unless you're just saying what a terrible person he is. Or they're going to come get you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to come get you. So Cat Williams is the new Alex.
Maybe. And people were calling Cat Williams crazy at the time. Oh, this guy's crazy. He's drunk. He's addicted to drugs. Well, not in that example he was. I mean, he was kind of spot on.
Is that when he was going off on the Club Shenanay show?
Yeah.
Or whatever Shannon Clark calls himself. Shannon Sharp calls himself.
Shay-Shay.
Club Shay-Shay.
What's the difference? Shay-Shay and Shenanay.
There's not one, really.
Opens every show with it. Welcome to today's show, where I am absolutely not gay.
Yeah, that did seem like he wants the world to know.
Mm-hmm. I accidentally went live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize. 5 minutes later, yeah, I had that going on, and these are the condoms I use. Mm-hmm. You know, all that.
Is he in his 50s, too?
Mm-hmm.
His 50s?
I think so, yeah. I think there are a lot of people who are my age.
He's 56.
Mm-hmm. So I just made 55.
There you go.
So I can usually tell, yeah, when their career started, where we were about the same age kind of thing. Denzel's older than I am, though.
Is he?
I think he's in almost 70s, maybe?
Damn. Yeah, Denzel. My favorite actor, Denzel Washington. Denzel.
He's 69.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Perfect age.
That's the year I was born.
Mm.
Hell yeah, dude.
So what else did they say Cuff Daddy was doing?
I don't know. I think that was it. That's all I read yesterday.
It's 1,000 bottles of lube.
1,000 bottles of lube for freak, what do I call them? Freak offs.
And that was just in one house?
In among all three.
Okay.
They collected.
Same brand? Was it his brand?
What kind of lube was it?
Yeah.
I didn't ask. I don't know.
I liked the nickname that I heard for him when the allegations started coming out. They're calling him the Diddler.
The Diddler.
Yeah. P. Shitty. I made up that one this morning, but I can't say it on the regular.
Oh, my God. It's good, though.
P. Shitty. Yeah.
Shitty combs. Well, yeah, we need to get that Cat Williams to tell us who's going to be next.
Yeah, we need to get him on the show.
He's a what do you call it?
Prognosticator.
Yeah. Proctologist. Yeah.
He's a proctologist.
Who else did he call? T.D. Jakes and who?
Oh, my God. So many.
I don't know who that is.
He threw so many people under the
bus. Pastor, he's on TV a lot.
Mm.
Which they also accuse him of being or doing a lot.
Is he a great big fat person?
Yeah, he's fat. He's big.
I think I've seen him.
Yeah. So, who would have thought?
That's going to be bad.
Cat Williams is the oracle of all this stuff.
And he said all of that on Club Shanae.
Yeah. And you know what? Shannon Sharp tried to accuse. They had bottles of liquor on there. And Shannon Sharp was like, whoa, you need to chill out on the alcohol. And Cat Williams was like, look at my bottle and look at yours. I've had one drink and I've had half of it. You're about half. I'm not drunk. I'm not saying this because I'm drunk or on drugs. Just, you know,
well, dealing here. I think a lot of that comes from, I don't think Shannon Sharp was trying to defuse what Cat Williams was saying. I think Shannon Sharp is just not funny.
Yeah.
Maybe. He's one of those that he tries to be funny and he's not. And so it comes off as stupid, like when people are on the show and they're really telling something, like the clip of John Cena the other day. And Shanae asked him if, the thought process is you don't want to have kids? And he said, no, I don't. He says, you don't want any little Johnnies running around? And he says, no, but the reason I've, and he goes into this, and you can tell he's serious about this explanation. And then all of a sudden, Shanae Sharp goes, oh, Johnettes, little Johnettes.
Oh, my God.
And interrupted him, and he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. See, he doesn't know how to be funny.
Mm-hmm. Let him talk.
And that's why he's sitting there going, oh, you got to slow down on that drink. You got to slow down on that drink. So... A talented host would look at that and go, all right, I'm sitting here with a very funny person who is talking about something serious and let him go. He did a good job mostly with the Cat Williams interview of just letting him go.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have those instances where he would jump in where he didn't need to be.
And all the clips they pulled from it were Cat Williams talking. So that was pretty smart of them, at least to not.
Yeah.
I include him butting in.
Mm hmm. Shanae. I like his set, though.
Shanae. Yeah, it's cool.
It does look good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wish I were the one on it. Instead of Shanae. Mm-hmm.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.